Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let it out. And as you breathe in, just remember God connecting his spirit deeply with breath throughout the scriptures. His invisible, life-generating presence. And as you breathe out, just allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to settle in. Allow God's Spirit to center your attention on Jesus. As you continue to take long, slow, deep breaths in, just invite God into this space and time, knowing he needs no invitation, but that he desires it. Just invite him into deeper places in your heart and your mind. Just invite him to have more lordship over your life. God, we ask for your presence. We believe that we have your spirit inside of us. And we ask that you would speak. That you would lead us into truth. That you would open our minds to hear from you through your scripture, through your word. Help us to be attentive. Tune our ears to the sound of your voice. Give us the faith to listen and the courage to live out whatever you speak to us in these next few moments. Today we're going to meditate on and pray through Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 14. I'm just going to read it four different times. And each time, we'll just ask God to do something unique. This first time, just ask that God would draw your attention to something in this passage, that he would highlight something or allow something to stand out, something to pique your interest. And whatever it is, just take note of it. Don't ask why, just hold that. In the context, the author has just described the old system in the tabernacle and the temple. He writes this in verse 11. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, how much more will his blood purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Just take note, what stood out to you? What was your attention drawn to? What may have sparked a question in your mind? If there was nothing that time, perhaps this time. If something jumped out, this time ask God, why this word or phrase? What aspect of me or my life needs you to speak this into it? But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, how much more will his blood purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Just ask the Spirit to reveal why he highlighted that word or phrase. What aspect of your life needs to hear this now? This time, as we read, ask that God would reveal to you how he would have you respond to this today. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, how much more will his blood purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Just ask God, how would you have me respond to this today? Whatever you feel God leading to you to do, to respond, just resolve in your heart to do that thing. To live in that way, to think in that way, to interact in that way. Passage one more time, but before we do that, just thank God for whatever happened in the last few moments, whatever was highlighted, whatever aspect of your life was spoken into, whatever response you're being led to, or if nothing was highlighted, you felt like you got no insight, just thank God that you got to experience his scripture being read over you 3 times. Trusting that whatever happened, God is good and he loves you. Just thank God. This last time, just experience the words being read over you as if God himself were speaking it to you. My child, when Christ appeared as the high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, Christ entered once for all into the holy places, It was not by the means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption for you. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer would sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, how much more will his blood purify your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Lord, we receive this time as a gift from you. The scriptures that you breathed out to the author of the letter to the Hebrews 2,000 years ago. We believe your word is living and active, that you are still speaking. And so we receive as a gift whatever you spoke and are speaking to us through the scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. We ask that you'd help us to receive, to believe, and to live out our faith response to you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.